USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are looking to subpoena the whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal, but Democrats who run the committee are likely to reject their request. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he believes the whistleblower should have to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. The anonymous whistleblower filed a formal complaint about President Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine. It is worth noting the whistleblower was not on the call and did not hear it firsthand. Vice President Mike Pence in New Hampshire on Thursday formally signs the paperwork to put President Trump and himself on the ballot. While there, the vice president touts the progress in front of a raucous crowd.
Rebuild our military. Revived the American economy. Restored and strengthened the constitutional foundation of our courts. Has America standing tall in the world again. Has made America great again.
The New Hampshire primary is set for February 11th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Fewer Americans are filing claims for unemployment benefits. According to the Labor Department, 211,000 workers filed for first-time jobless claims last week. Americans are asked about their holiday spending habits this year, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the survey's results.
It's an annual survey done by the Conference Board by Nielsen, and this year's indicates that 67% of consumers in America expect to spend the same as last year, while 10% plan on spending more. Last year's average spending was $627. Regardless of how much people spend, there is a shift in how people are making their purchases. More and more people say they're going to be comparison shopping and then waiting until the last minute, hoping for big discounts. 41% are planning on making at least half of their purchases online. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kentucky voters elected Daniel Cameron to be their next attorney general. Cameron, a Republican, is the first African-American voted individually to a statewide office in Kentucky history. He tells Fox News,
"Well, this was a historic race and an historic election. I'm proud of the history of the Republican Party, and I grew up in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, Hardin County, which is not too far from the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln. And so he's always been someone who has inspired my interest in public service. And so it was a great honor, again, to be elected as the Attorney General last evening. I hope that folks that look like me, regardless, candidly, of their political affiliation, not only look at me and say that, you know, I want to vote for him at the ballot box, but also make the decision that perhaps they want to put their name up for public service and for public office. It has been a great thrill to have the opportunity to run. We started this campaign in January of this year and have spent 10-plus months on the road talking to Kentuckians about what they care about in terms of the Attorney General's office. And it was pretty clear that they wanted somebody that was going to renew the promise of the office as the chief law enforcement office in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and also be in the position of defending and enforcing the laws that are passed by the General Assembly. So we've got an opportunity to present a new vision and a new face in the AG's office, and I'm excited to be a part of that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.